ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। सो दिस मॉर्निंग इज सेड ईश्वरा इज लुक्ड अपॉन एज और प्रेजेंटेड एज द कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, नॉट टू एस्टैब्लिश ईश्वर एज द कॉज but to help us arrive at what exactly how Ishvara is. So the prakriyas used, the methods of unfoldment used are karanakarya prakriya, specifically karanakarya prakriya, अध्यारोप अपवाद प्रक्रिया और सृष्टि प्रक्रिया। व्हाट इज सृष्टि प्रक्रिया? द मेथड ऑफ एनालाइजिंग द क्रिएशन। कारण कार्य प्रक्रिया एनालाइजिंग द कॉज ऑफ इट सिस्टम। अध्यारोप अपवाद प्रक्रिया इज द मेथड ऑफ सुपर इम्पोजिशन एंड निगेशन। लेट मी गिव द एग्जाम्पल जस्ट ओनली वंस, इट्स नॉट अ न्यू लेसन, ओल्ड लेसन ओनली, बट यू हैव गोइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड हियर। When you say Ishvara is the cause of the universe, or Brahman is Jagat Karanam, Brahman is Jagat Karanam. When you look at Brahman as Jagat Karanam, you look at Brahman as Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma means Ishvara. First we say there is superimposition. There is superimposition means what? It's a method here. Accepting the universe is, okay, there is this universe we are experiencing, and this universe is creation. This universe is creation. The creation is, if we say, this is the superimposition step one. Superimposition means what? Accepting that there is a creation means the creation is superimposed upon Brahma. The superimposition of creation upon Brahma is what? Acceptance of the creation as it is. Okay, it is. When you say it is, the creation is, what is this creation? This creation is an effect, product. This creation is, and this is a product, this is an effect, karyam, jagat karyam. This acceptance of universe as an effect, as a creation, is what? Superimposition, step one. Then we say, if jagat is karyam, if it is an effect product, there must be cause. Then causal status is superimposed upon Brahma, Saguram Brahma or Ishvara. Okay. Jagat Karanam Brahma. Universe is effect. When you say the state, the effect status is attributed to, superimposed upon the universe. And the causal status is attributed, superimposed upon Brahma. Brahma Jagat Karanam. Jagat Karyam, Brahma Jagat Karanam. Here, superimpositions. What is superimposed here? The effect status is superimposed upon the Jagat. And the causal status is superimposed upon the Brahma. Thereafter, there is the negation. Negation means what? Before you come to this, let's take this. You take a clay pot. Look at Mrunmayaha Gadaha. Ghataha. Mrunmayaha Gadaha is a clay pot. There's a clay pot. You see the clay pot. And what is this clay pot? How do you look at it? Clay pot is a product. It's a creation. It is an effect. So the effect status is attributed to the clay pot. Relatively, it is an effect. But I will negate it, Lucy. Pot is an effect. You say pot is an effect, pot is a product. You're attributing effect status to the pot. Then what is, if it, pot is an effect, there must be a cause. What's the cause? Of course, the cause is clay. You can say the cause is clay. The cause is clay means causal status is superimposed upon or attributed to the clay. So clay is karanam and pot is karyam. Then what do you do? Now you analyze the pot. You take the pot and you're seeing the pot. Okay? You are seeing from the top to the bottom. You are seeing inside the pot, outside the pot, around the pot. You are seeing the whole pot. There's no part of the, no part of the pot where there's no clay. Very important, okay? Look at simple. There's no part of the pot where there is no clay. You're seeing from the top to bottom, inside and outside, around the pot. Wherever you see clay, 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 clay. Then what do you say? What is this pot? What is this pot? When you analyze, you have to say what? The whole pot, wherever, whichever part of the pot I search for, only clay is there. Only clay. So you say, there is only clay. There's only clay. This pot, P-O-T, pot is only a word denoting a non-substantial form. The substance of the substantive pot is clay. With reference to clay pot, clay alone has substantiality. Pot is a non-substantial namarupa. Therefore, what is there is only clay. There's no pot. From the standpoint of the clay, there is no pot. Pot is just an appearance of the clay. There's only clay. Okay, after analyzing the pot, so there's only clay. There's only clay means you are negating what? There is no effect. There is no pot. There's no effect. Pot is an appearance of clay. There's no such thing called effect. There's no product. Understand now? There's no pot or effect. Pot is an appearance of clay. There's no effect. When you say that, what happens? The first negation happens. The effect status attributed to the pot becomes negated. There's no pot when you say, how can you call the pot effect? In spite of holding the pot in your hand, in spite of pot being useful as a container of the water, still you can say what? There is no pot. You're negating the pot. How to negate? You see all over. And the whole form pot is nothing but clay. Why? If I remove the clay, pot will disappear. Pot will disappear. Therefore, pot is only an appearance of clay. Minus clay, there's no substance called pot. There's no such thing called pot at all. It's only appearance of the clay. What is only the clay. Got it? It may look very simple example, but you must know thoroughly what is only clay. You say what is only clay and the pot is only a form, this appearance of the clay. There's a second thing called a pot. Understand? If the pot can exist independently without the clay, it can be counted as second reality, second thing other than the clay. But pot has no independent existence of its own. What is only clay? Between the two words pot and the clay, the substance is only for one word, it is clay. But the word pot is no substance. Therefore, what we say? Clay is satyam, pot is mithya. They are not two things. Understand? Pot is only appearance of the clay. There is no such thing called pot other than clay. Got it? You must not your hips. Therefore, the clay state, the effect status attributed to the pot becomes negated. It's called apavadaha, negation. When the effect status at pot itself is not there, and how can you call it effect? When negated, then what happens? What is only clay? Therefore, the causal status attributed to the pot also gets negated. There's neither the cause nor the effect. What is only the pot? In the form of a, or only clay in the form of a pot. What is only? What is only the clay? All of it. Of the works. T is effective. What is only the clay? This is what, without doing anything, just we are negating cognitively. There's neither the cause nor the effect. What is only clay in the form of a pot. Understand? This is called what? Apavada. Using this method, you negated what? The causal status attributed to the clay also. In the same way, if you stretch, same thing, we take it. If Brahman, which the whole jagat is what? The whole jagat is like a pot. Jagat is not pot, but jagat is like the pot, isn't it? Jagat is an effect, universe is effect. If universe is effect, and what is the jagat karanam? Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. Brahman is jagat karanam, you see. So Brahman is karanam, jagat is karyam. When you say there is superimposition of causal status to upon Brahman, then afterwards you analyze this jagat. This, the whole jagat is, just tell you, so when you see the pot top to bottom, you see only the clay. There is no second thing other than the clay. The same way here also, this, the whole jagat is, what is this only Brahma? Why? Because pot, this, if the jagat has independent existence, it can be called, second thing, jagat has no independent existence. Just as pot, the form, name and function called a pot, doesn't have independent existence outside of the clay, it cannot be counted as a second thing. What is there is only one substance called the clay. Similarly here, even though this universe is, you can talk about what? Even when they're negating the pot, there are many people, other people of other schools of thought, they'll argue, no, pot is useful. Pot serves a purpose. How can I say it's not there? Okay, in spite of it being useful, still it is mithya. So here also we say, this jagat also, however vast it is, however nice it is, however it is of the plurality of beings, still the entirety of the objective universe is mithya. It has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, it cannot be counted. The countability is not there because it has no independent existence. Therefore, Brahma jagat. For the word Brahma, there is substance. Pure consciousness existence. Minus consciousness existence, jagat will be what? Jagat is as good as non-substantial form and name pot. Jagat is non-substantial form, name and function. Very difficult to accept. I said very difficult to accept. But it is a fact. Therefore, if there's no, for these two words, the example is given first. Okay, pot example is easy to understand, isn't it? You can see the two things are not there. If we, only the word Brahma, there is, it is, substance is there in terms of abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness existence. Whereas, what about this jagat? Jagat is non-substantial nama-rupa. Jagat has no independent existence outside of Brahma. Therefore, Brahmani jagat is mithya. The two orders of the same reality, they are not two independent things. Therefore, we can say what? What is only Brahma, there is no jagat. They say there is no such thing called jagat really, which means what is not the really cannot be given a status as effect. So Jagat, the effect status attributed to Jagat becomes negated. It's called Apavada number one, negation number one, step number one. Then once Jagat is not an effect, then you cannot call Brahman a karanam. The causal status superimposed upon Brahman also becomes negated. This is step negation, step number two. Then when the causal status is negated, means what you should say, there's neither karanam, there's no karanam, there's no effect, karyam. Karanam appi nasti, karyam appi nasti. There's neither cause nor effect. What is only Brahma. Understand? This is how you arrive at Brahma. And what is a Brahma? The Brahman is a word implying the abstract formless reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Okay? Consciousness, existence. And that reality is Satyam. There's no other Ishvara here. Ishvara is again a temporary qualification attributed to the same Brahma. It is the same Brahma which is there as, which is arrived in terms of its nature of consciousness as the truth of every individual. The Surupataha, the standpoint of the essential nature, Jiva is Brahma. Jiva and Brahma are essentially one. It's a Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same. There's no difference. This is the Karna Karya Prakriya. So if Jagat here, this is how the causal status is attributed, I'm repeating it, not to establish the causal status of Brahman, not to establish that Brahman is the cause of the universe. There's neither cause nor effect. Okay, the method is used only to help us arrive at what exactly how Brahman is, the reality is. So we say reality is in the form of existence of the Mithya universe. Because Mithya universe has relative existence. Mithya universe is not absolutely non-existent. If it is non-existent, we will say unreal. You cannot use the term Mithya. We say called Mithya because it's as though it is there. And that as though universe enjoys existence temporarily, that existence enjoyed by that universe is Brahma. Okay? And that existence is Ishvara. What is the Surupam of Ishvara? What is the Surupam of the reality? What is the Surupam of absolute reality, the ultimate truth? What is the Surupam of Ishvara? In which form does Bhagavan obtain here? Means pure existence. Understand? That's why existence is abstract. We can easily say, we will always say, there's no existence. We can only understand existence with reference to some object or the other. If no object is there, can you understand existence? Understand? But more difficult this is. That is why, what is pure existence? Shuddha Satta. Shuddha Satta. Or Nirvisesha Satta. Nirupadhika Satta. Nirupadhika Satta. Nirvisesha Satta. Shuddha Satta. Nirguna Satta. Nirguna Satta. Nirvisesha Satta. Nirupadhika Satta. Means what? Upadhi Rahita. Unassociated with an object. Visesha means what? Something. This is associated with an object. Sa Visesha Satta means what? Sa Visesha Satta. Sa Upadhika. So Upadhika Satta. Saguna Satta means what? Existence. Satta means existence. Satta. Existence associated with an object is Savisesha Satta. சர்க்குண சத்தா சோபாதிக சத்தா. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? கேன் யூ எனி ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ்? நவ் டேபிள் ஈஸ், வென் யூ சே டேபிள் எக்ஸிஸ்ட், மஸ்ட் லிசன் கேர்ஃபுல்லி. டேபிள் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் மீன்ஸ் டேபிள் என்ஜாய்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். டேபிள் என்ஜாய்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் a given form, name and function, a given object called a table. That is Savisesha Satta. Door is, window is, man is, woman is. When you say that ease is easeness, existence associated with some object or the other is what? Savisesha Satta, Sopadhika Satta. Now, Jagat is, let us reduce all the objects together as one word, Jagat. Jagat is, universe is. Universe is means the world is. World is, the world enjoys existence. World exists. World exists. Who says this? I say this. I am. I am. I exist. World exists. World enjoys existence. The world enjoys existence means existence. There's an existent world, isn't it? This existent is what? Adjective of the object world, isn't it? So, Savisesha Satta. The existence associated with the world is what? Savisesha Satta. Qualifying existence. Is it clear? Qualifying existence. And this existence is an object of experience. It can be experienced. Qualifying existence, Savisesha Satta, associated with an object, is experienceable. Whenever an object is experienced as an existent object, existence is also experienced along with the object as the existence of the object. That existence associated with the object is Savisesha Satta, which is manifest existence. So how is Ishvara? You cannot, okay, God existence you can never experience. It's only existence is always experienced along with every object that is experienced as the existence of that object. Understand? Now what we should do, intellectually, cognitively, distinguish the qualifying existence associated with the object. Okay? You can physically remove. Intellectually remove the objects. Table is, means there is Savisesha Satta. Remove the table. Remove the chair. Remove the objects. Not physically, cognitively. Then what is that? Is pure existence. A pure existence is not comprehensible for you. And here Shastram is very clear that pure existence, what is pure existence? Pure existence is nothing but unassociated with objects, unassociated with the world. Nirvisesha Satta, Nirguna Satta, Nirupadhika Satta is pure existence. And Shastram, it is understood, Nirvisesha, Nirguna, Nirupadhika Satta, which cannot be experienced as an object of experience, is a pure existence, is always there as what? Pure consciousness. And the pure existence can be arrived at only in terms of the nature of, in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, of pure knowledge. Not as an object, but as the Swarupam of the subject knower I. I, the consciousness, am existence. Or I, the knower, am consciousness, existence. Understand? They are not two. What you arrive at as Swarupam of the knower is, okay, abstract formless reality, and you arrive at reality in terms of its nature of knowing, because it knows, therefore you say it is knowledge. And the same knowledge, same abstract formless reality, which is arrived in terms of it's implied with the term knowledge or consciousness, because of its nature of knowing, the same abstract formless reality is also implied by another term, existence, because of its nature. Why? It is this abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is in the form of existence enjoyed by any object, known object. Are you all following? Is it clear? See, these classes must be clear now, right now, not after going back. This is not for anything else, because you are not old students, not new students. We've been for so long. Then it's all Ishvara Darshanam. What is this class? Ishvara Darshanam. Tiruvaru Tyagaraja Swami, you are seeing now. Satyam. That is my satisfaction. It's okay. But really speaking, this is what is Bhagavan, isn't it? So existence. Therefore, and this existence is Brahma. Existence, the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, unobjectifiable, and again, reality is of the nature of existence, and is arrived in terms of its nature of consciousness or knowledge. So consciousness is existence, existence is consciousness. And what is the form? Formlessness. What is the attributes? Attributeless. Attributeless, formless. And it is, there's nothing subtler than this reality. Consciousness, existence. Understand? Therefore, it is the all-pervasive. And it is this reality which is endowed with the power. Inexplicable power. People call it creative power or knowing power, which is said to be Maya. Understand? That is Brahma. So that Brahma, Ahamasmi. So understand, what are the negative here? There's no Jagat other than Brahma. Because existence is Brahma. Jagat enjoys existence in Brahma. Understand? And Ishwar is no Ishwar other than Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi, when you say, already you are negating what? There's no Jagat, there's no Ishwar other than Brahma. This is Advaita Darshan, vision of non-duality of the reality. So in every verse, we are going to see how this author, it helps us understand the essential oneness of the Jiva and Brahma. Okay? With reference to different Swarupa. Understand? Let's see here.
Kataksha kiranachantanam anmohabdhaye namah. Anantananda Krishnaya Jagannamangala Murtaye.
Okay.
Ahamasmi sada bhami. Ahamasmi sada bhami. Kadachinnahama priya. Kadachinnahama priya. Brahmaivahamata siddham. பிரம்மைவாகமத சித்தம் சச்சிதானந்த லட்சணம் சச்சிதானந்த லட்சணம்.
பூஜ்ய சாமிஜி யூஸ் டு சே, யூ நோ, சம்டைம்ஸ் வாட் த வே வி சாண்ட் ஆல்சோ மஸ்ட் பிளெண்ட் வித் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி வெர்சஸ். இட் டஸ் நாட் மேக் இட் வெரி டல், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சம்திங் வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் மீனிங் இஸ் கிவன், சோ மேக் இட் பிரைட், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? Even the Gita chanting to prolong his Swamiji lesson like Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre. So, because sometimes the chanting must go with the meaning also, isn't it? What it conveys.
Ahamasmi sada bhami கதாச்சிநாகமப்ரியம் சச்சிதானந்தலக்ஷணம் அஹமஸ்மி சதா பாமி கதாச்சிநாகமப்ரியம் சச்சிதானந்தலக்ஷணம்.
So, Aham Brahma Asmi is a Mahavakyam. The many Mahavakyams, the great declarations, Mahavakyam is a great statement which reveals the essential oneness of the individual and the total. That's why it's a statement of equation which accepts, which makes us understand the difference being there between Ishra and Jiva. And also non-difference also is there. So the difference need not be revealed by the Mahavakyam. Difference being there between Jiva and Ishra is already known. The non-difference which is not known is revealed by the Mahavakyam. So this morning I explained to you, from the standpoint of Upadhyas there is difference. We cannot deny it. But from the standpoint of Satyam, Sat Swarupa, real essential nature, without which Jagat cannot be, Ishra cannot be, Jiva cannot be. The standpoint of the essential nature, Jiva and Brahma are one and the same. So, this Aham Brahmasmi, this is, I am the whole, I am the truth. This is not something to be, okay, Shastram says, I accept it. Shastram says, I accept it. And I believe it. It is, if you simply believe, you do not get any benefit. Believing what Shastram says will not take you any distance from where you are. You must understand it's a fact. The fact has to be understood, isn't it? It should not contradict to your reasoning. Therefore, it has to be analyzed. Therefore, here, it says, Aham Sada Asmi. I am always there. I am always there means what? Brahman is also always there. What is? Isn't Brahman is always there. Aham Sada Asmi. So now, what is an important essential nature that is taken here for analysis to say Aham Brahma Asmi? Aham Brahma Asmi, essentially how I am non-separate from Brahma. How I am the truth. How I can say, with reference to this particular nature of timelessness. Timelessness, Nityatvam is discussed here. Nityatvam, timelessness is the nature of Brahma, nature of the absolute reality. Timelessness means what? It has no beginning, it has no end, it has no cause, therefore it is independent. Understand, doesn't undergo any changes or whatsoever. Therefore, eternity is the swarupa of the absolute reality. And here, he has to say what? Which means aham. The actual swarupam of I, the knower, also is ever of the nature of timelessness. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. Got it? Shastra says, the reality is, what is reality? Reality is that which is always, which has no beginning, which has no end, which has undergone changes, which has no cause, which is absolutely independent, which is ever of the nature of timelessness, which is ever eternal. So being timeless is the nature of existence. Okay, timelessness is the nature of existence. How reality, abstract, formless reality, has to be understood in terms of its nature of existence, as the existence enjoyed by every existent form, object, form, name and function. That existence minus form, name and function is pure consciousness. Therefore, what is the essential nature? Timelessness. Okay, you take that particular thing. So, in terms of its nature of timelessness, existence is existent consciousness are one and the same. Okay, so he says, Aham Asmi Sada, I am always there. There's never a time I am not. Who am I then? I'm always there means this body has date of birth. Understand? Asti. It has temporary existence in mother's womb. Temporary existence in mother's womb, asti. Then when growth becomes full-fledged, jayate. Next change happens is it undergoes change, is born, vardhate. It grows. Viparinamate, subject metamorphosis. Apakshiyate, decays, subject to degeneration. Nashyate, totally becomes disintegrated after cremation, isn't it? This shat bhava vikaraha are there for the physical body. No such changes is there for the Atma. Therefore, changes, birth is not there means what? Birth, Adi is not there, Antam is not there. Beginning is not there, end is not there. Means always I am. Even before the birth of the body, the substance or the substantive, I has been beginninglessly. What exactly is the substance or the substantive I? Abstract, formless reality. And how do you arrive at it? In terms of its nature of knowing. Always there. Even before the birth of the body, I was. Suppose if any of you say, this Om Jisi class, okay? If any of you say, before I was born, because I lived the body, you can say what? I was not there. Okay? Suppose if you are born in, suppose if you are born in 1970 or something, okay? Imagine. Before 1970, I was not there. Were you there? Say. If you say, I was not, okay, say, you were not there, okay? Say, I was not there. If you say, you were not there, next question will be, how do you know that you were not? How do you know that you were not? You are so sure, you are very sure that you know that you were not. If you know you were not means you must have been there to know that you were not. Understand? Which means you must have been there to know that you were not. You were, means you know yourself being not there with the body before the birth of the body. Which means you know. You know means what? Why do you know? Knowing is the Swarupam. You were there even before. As formless, abstract consciousness, you were always there. Do you agree with me or not? No? therefore aham asmi sada
aham asmi.
Therefore what understand is with reference to this nature of timelessness, okay, consciousness is timeless and the existence enjoyed by every object class is what? Timeless. Therefore aham brahma asmi. Then sada asmi sada bhami. Bhami means what? Second conjugation. Bha to shine. Bhami, I shine. I shine means what? The shine indicates I know. Sada bhami. Yeah. So aham asmi means the asmi, the verb asmi stands for existence. Bhami stands for consciousness or knowledge. And kadachit aham na apriyaha. Never am I non-lovable. Never am I non-lovable. What does it mean? I am always lovable. I am always very dear. Isn't it? Which means, so this kadachit aham na apriyaha means sada aham priyaha. I am always very, very dear to myself. Never am I non-dear to myself. Understand? You are the most loved by you. Whom do you love the most if you ask? If anybody says, I love my daughter most, I love my grandchild most, either means a humbug. Okay? You are the most loved by you. And from this, what should be arrived at? What should be derived? We always like something, love something which pleases us. We never like something which displeases us. You know, even something we like very much. And the minute you come to know something displeases me, makes me unhappy, immediately want to get rid of it. Not that you, every human mind is of this nature of getting rid of anything which displeases. Anything which causes pain, anything which displeases, you want to get rid of, want to keep away. We all love what? People love you, people make you feel pleased, you love it. People praise you, glorify you, you are that, you are this, you are talented. People praise, then you like it. Understand? Then you love it. So anything pleasing alone is loved by you. That is not just you, it is the nature of a human mind. Therefore, I always like only things and objects, people, situations which please me. Understand? Therefore, objects which are dear to me, situations which are dear to me, things which are dear to me are those which please me. Therefore, if I am the most loved by me, then I must be of the nature of happiness. If I am not of the nature of happiness, it is not possible for me to love myself. Why do I love myself the most? Because I must be of the nature of happiness. On what basis I arrive at this conclusion? I love objects and things and situations, people who please me, who make me happy. Based on this, if I love myself the most, I must be the source of happiness. I must be of the nature of happiness. Why do you love yourself? Because you are of the nature of happiness. You are of the nature of fullness. in the whole jagat, whoever likes anything, love for anything in the world is actually love for happiness. Love for happiness is love for one's own self. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. You know, love for husband, love for wife, love for children, love for friends, and love for this, and love for dogs, love for anything in the world is love for one's own self. Understand? You want your priest self. Therefore, love for anything in the world is love for oneself, means love for happiness. What is happiness? Fullness. Please understand, happiness is not a state of mind. Happiness is the very nature of being full. Fullness. Fullness is limitlessness. In Tamil, we have a beautiful word, niraivu. Being full, the fullness means what? Being free from inadequacy. And being free from inadequacy, being full means being free from inadequacy. Being free from inadequacy means being free from want, being free from need, being free from desires. Being free from the hold of desires means being free from the hold of all emotions, anger, jealousy, hatred, all emotions. Being free from, isn't it, the fundamental problem? So being free from all emotions means what? Being free from all forms of impurities means being peaceful. Being, listen, being peaceful. When this turbulence is there, there's no peace. That is why being peaceful, being free from inadequacy, being free from all limitations, being full is very nature. Surupam. Therefore, fullness is fullness of happiness, which is one's own surupam. And that is what is love. You are of the nature of fullness of happiness. Therefore, you are the most loved. Even anything which makes you, which pleases you for a length of time, you like it, love it. So what we like in the world, what is that which is liked by us? What is that which is loved by us? Whatever we like in the world, whomever we love in the world, that must be, whether people or situations or objects, must be objects of pleasure. If they please me, I love it. Which means I love myself the most. Whether you accept it or not, you don't know it or not, Shastram says you love yourself the most. You are the most loved by you. Which means you must be the source of happiness. You must be of the nature of fullness of happiness. Okay? That three, existence, consciousness, and the fullness of happiness, always limitlessness being the nature of the abstract formless reality, which is arrived at as the Swarupam of I, is discussed in the first line. Okay? Aham Asmi, I am. The am stands for existence. Sada Bhami, I always shine, means what? That stands for knowledge. Kadachitana aham kadachitana apriha, never am I not dear to me. I am always the dearest to myself, because I'm always the dearest to myself, means I must be of the source of happiness. Okay? I'm of the fullness of happiness. So sat chit anandaha, being the nature of the atma, nature of the surupam of the atma, is meant by this first line. Understand? What is Brahma now? Absolute reality. This absolute reality is ever of the nature of existence. This existence also is what now? The existence is consciousness only. And existence is consciousness, and being consciousness, existence is of the nature of fullness. There's no place, no time, no object where existence is not. Existence is always there as a qualifying existence of every existent object. Is it clear? Okay. Ataha, therefore, he says, Brahmaiva aham. Ataha, therefore, Brahmaiva aham. See, I am of the nature of existence, consciousness, fullness of happiness. Therefore, aham Brahma eva. Understand? I myself am Brahman only. I'm not anything other than Brahma. Ataha Brahma eva aham iti siddham. It is firmly understood. It is firmly understood that I myself am Brahman only. How? Satchidananda Lakshana. What is Brahman? Brahman is in the form of existence, consciousness, limitlessness. Exist Brahman. What is Brahman? This abstract formless reality, okay, which is of the nature of existence, consciousness, limitlessness, is there is Brahma. Shastram says, now let me tell you, how do you understand Brahman is of the nature of Satchidananda? Brahman Satchidananda Lakshanam. What is the Lakshanam of Brahman? Lakshanam means Swarupa Lakshanam. There are two Lakshanams, okay? One is Tatastha Lakshanam, okay, and Swarupa Lakshanam. We are going to see that. The very first verse, Acharya, this Lakshmi Dharakavihi presents Brahman, okay, with what? With Swarupa Lakshanam. Swarupa Lakshanam means if the words directly reveal the reality in terms of the Swarupam, it's called a Swarupa Lakshanam. What is Swarupa Lakshanam? If the words of the Shastram directly reveal the reality in terms of its nature, it is Swarupa Lakshanam. Satchidananda Lakshanam. It is Swarupa Lakshanam. What is, suppose Acharya, how do we arrive at the nature of the Brahman? What is Brahman? Absolute reality, which lends existence to this universe, which is in the form of existence of the universe. That Brahma, okay, which is of the nature of limitlessness, that Brahma is of this nature. How do we know? Brahma Lakshanam, we arrive understood through the Shastram. Shastram says, Vedanta Shastram says, Veda Shastram presents, only through the Pramanam called Shastram, we understand Brahma Lakshanam, okay, this nature of the reality. Being Satyam Jnanam Anantam, Asachidanandam, Satchidanandaha. Understand? Shastram says, I told you Shastram uses this methodology. It says, hey, what is Brahma? Reality which is of the nature of limitlessness is Brahma. It is free from all three limitations. It means it has no beginning, which has no end, it doesn't do any changes. And this reality has independent existence. It has no cause. And that reality is abstract, formless. And this reality is available for experience in the form of existence enjoyed by every object. So countless number of objects constitute the whole universe. And if you remove cognitively, intellectually, all the objects, okay, objects are countless. Forms of objects are countless. Names are countless. The purposes they serve are countless. Minus forms, names and functions. What is this? What? Existence. That existence is not available for experience. That is pure existence. Understand? That existence is actually a thing of pure consciousness which can be arrived at only as a swarupa of the individual. It is his consciousness, existence alone, is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, it's implied by the term Brahma. It's called Swarupa Lakshanam. Okay. And so what Shastram says, nature of the reality, nature of Brahman is existence. Nature of Ishvara Sagunam Brahman is existence. And the same Shastram teaches us the method of self-enquiry. And when we use the self and when you self-enquiry, okay, when we arrive at the reality of the individual through self-enquiry, what do we arrive at now? We do stumble upon formless reality and we do understand the reality is of the nature of knowing, and we understand what it is that reality which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing is Jnanam, Chaitanyam, Chitti, consciousness. And that reality is what? Is of existence. That reality is of the self. Understand? So, this Satchidananda Lakshanam Brahma Aham as Brahmaeva Ahamiti Siddham. Understand now, from the standpoint of the essential nature of Brahma, Sagunam Brahma Ishvara, from the standpoint of the essential nature of the Jiva, I understand, it is firmly understood that essentially I, the Self, am Brahma. Swarupataha Aham Brahma Eva Iti Siddham. Essentially, I am Brahma. Is it clear? You must say, nod your head. If it is not clear, you can feel free to say this. Say, don't hesitate. I won't be unhappy. I'll be very happy. I will repeat it and make you feel bored. That's all. Siddha means it is firmly arrived at. Siddha means ready, literally. Okay? Ready. Siddha means ready. Dosa Siddha means what? Red food is ready for bhojanam siddham. Means food is ready for eating. But siddha means it has been arrived at. Firmly understood, established. So in the first verse, Acharya, Lakshmidhara Kavihi, this I do confirm, okay, I am, it is firmly understood, doubtlessly understood that I am Brahma only. Katam aham Brahma only, aham asmi sada, aham bhami sada, then aham kadachitana apriyaha. Never am I not dear at all. I'm always the dearest to myself. But I'm dearest to others, or not, I'm the dearest by myself. See, if other person knows that you are Swarupam, also Swarupam is the same. In fact, all of us uniformly love happiness only. Why? All of us Swarupam is one. Understand? That is why I love Swamiji when he says there is no such thing called selflessness at all. Swamiji already antipoted. There is no selflessness at all. It's all humbug. What seva? If you want to do any seva, you say you are doing any seva for anybody, please do. Very important. But service, Mahesha seva, Madhava seva, Nara seva, Narayan seva, any seva you do, but don't say you are doing for the sake of others. You are doing it. Of course, you are very helpful in relieving other people's pain. But by relieving other people's pain, you get your pain relieved. Okay, ultimately you are doing anything for your happiness only. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Understand? Because you are of the nature of fullness of happiness. Vidyaranya Swami very beautifully establishes in Panchadashi. He says, why does anyone love one's own self? How do you know that? I love myself the most. You must be loving yourself the most. You must be of the nature of source happiness because you love yourself the most. Because you're the nature of happiness, you love yourself the most. And based on what is the hetu? Hetu is what? What is hetu? Hetu is I always like, not only I like, whoever likes anything, they people always like something which pleases them, which makes them happy. Nobody likes people who make you unhappy. Isn't it? Therefore, anything pleasing is desirable for me, dear for me. Myself being the dearest, I must be the happiness. I must be the source of happiness. Okay. So the first, aham asmi, sada bhami, kadachit aham na apriha. This states what? My swarupa. Ataha aham brahmayeva katam sachidananda lakshanam. Sachidanandam lakshanam brahmayeva. Brahman is of the nature of consciousness, existence, limitlessness. I am that Brahman only. Why? My swarupam and the Brahma's swarupam is one and the same. Essentially, I am not different from Brahman. I am Brahman myself. This is, he establishes the standpoint of this swarupam. The swarupa lakshanam. Let us go to the next verse. Is it clear now? Is it clear or not? Ahamasmi sada bhami kadachinnahamapriyah brahmaivahamatasiddham sachidananda lakshanam. Third verse. Maye bodeti chidvyomni. Maye bodeti chidvyomni. Maye bodeti chidvyomni. Jagat gandharva patanam. Jagat gandharva patanam. Atoham na katham brahma. Atoham na katham brahma. Sarvajnam sarvakaranam. Mayevoti chidvyomni. Vodeti chidvyomni. Mayevodeti. Mayevodeti chidvyomni. Jagat gandharva patanam. Jagat gandharva patanam. Atoham na katham brahma. Atoham na katham brahma. Sarvajnam sarvakaranam. Sarvajnam sarvakaranam. So in this verse, Acharya establishes how aham brahma, I am Brahman only. Okay? And here, in the previous verse, he used Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman means what? Simply presenting the words which reveal the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness, existence, limitlessness. Instead of directly presenting the nature of the reality, here, Brahman is presented as Jagat Karanam. Whenever Brahman is presented as Jagat Karanam, it is called Tatastha Lakshanam, not Swarupa Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we are going to see, we will understand these two Lakshanam very clearly in Taittiriya Upanishad also. What is Tatastha Lakshanam? Indirect, the method of arriving at the reality, indirectly, as cause of the universe. Okay? Understanding Brahman as the cause of the universe or presenting Brahman as the cause of the universe, helping us, okay, indirectly and helping us arrive at what Brahman is what? Tatastha Lakshanam. I told you already, Brahman is not the cause. It's neither the cause nor the effect. What is only Brahma is the final meaning. And that Brahma Aham Asmi means, when you say Aham Brahma Asmi, you are not saying Aham Brahma Asmi. No. You are losing yourself in Brahma. Cognitively, you say, what is this only Brahma? Understand? But this, Swarup Tatastha Lakshanam, Tatastha Lakshanam is one method. Okay, Tatastha Lakshanam means indirect definition. Swarup Lakshanam means direct definition of Brahman, firstly in terms of its nature of Brahman. Whereas Tatastha Lakshanam means indirect definition of Brahman. Presenting Brahman as the cause of the universe and helping us arrive at what Brahman is. Isn't it? This is Tatastha Lakshanam. Lakshanam means definition. So these words define Brahman in terms of its swarupam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Satchidananda Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam means, let me tell you an example here. Why is it a Tatastha Lakshanam? Tataha Tataha means even road is Tataha and even a lake is Tataha, Tatagaha. When you come to the village, Kalmanjakudi, okay, and you want to know which is Swamiji's house, which is Swamiji's ancestral house. Agraharam has lost its real form. Many concrete buildings have come up here. Still Agraharam look is there. Temple in the middle like a pendant. And on both sides of the temple like we have houses. So the mandirasya purataha agre mandirasya agre haram iva grihani yatra tad agraharam. Okay. That's the meaning. So now we have houses, but still now all houses have gone this completely changed. Originally only tiled houses were there, tiled roof houses. And now, and we say what? No? That is Swamiji's ancestral house. Again, there are two houses with tiles now. You can easily say here that house adjacent to temple. We are giving some clue, isn't it? That adjacent to temple. Is the Swamiji's ancestral house. And also, you can see it's a tiled roof house. Second Lakshan view. And third Lakshan, you say what? See, that is the house on the top of which is a peacock sitting. You show the person, okay, who's going. Until he goes, peacock should be sitting also, okay. That is the house which is adjacent to the temple, which has tiled roof, okay, and on top of which the peacock is sitting. That is Swamiji's house. You give some direction, isn't it? It is Tatastha Lakshanam. Giving some clue to arrive at what it is. The same way, those days Tatastha Lakshanam means you have to go, there is one that is a house, and near the house are two trees. And then on the top of the tree, there is one, the birds are sitting. You have to go. This is how you have to cross the river. Go that side. That is the house which you want to go to. It's God giving a clue to arrive at something. Isn't it? That is the Lakshanam. Instead of giving directly, what is Brahman? A reality. That which is of this nature is Brahman. Existence, consciousness, fullness of happiness. Which means, and everything which doesn't have this nature gets negated as what? Non-reality. Anything and everything doesn't have this nature becomes negated as non-reality. Understand? And what cannot be negated is arrived as the reality. That is Swarupa Lakshanam. But here, Tatastha Lakshanam means, what is Brahman? Instead of mentioning the nature of reality, Brahman is that from which the universe comes into existence, Brahman is that by which the universe is sustained. Brahman is that in which the universe resolves. Okay, that is Brahman, which means Brahman is present as what? Cause. Universe could be what? Effect. Even though it looks as though Brahman is present as cause and effect, finally, it will help you negate the causal status attributed to Brahma, the effect status attributed to Jagat. Finally, it will help you understand what is there is only Brahma. That Brahma, Satchidananda, consciousness, existence, limitlessness, and the Brahman, Ahamasmi, it will help you arrive at it. Understand? This Tatastha Lakshanam. See, what is, let me make it very clear. Satyam, Satchidananda Lakshanam means Swarupa Lakshanam. If Brahman is presented as the cause to help us arrive at Brahman, it is Tatastha Lakshanam. Why? Brahman is really not the cause. Very personal as the cause. Understand? Now, in Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyam, before we read every day, we read that first verse of the Bhashyam. Remember? Adishanga Bhagavatpada's commentary has the first verse. Yasmajjatan jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenedam dharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. See, Shanti has memorized that verse. And say, you know, everywhere, any Puranam you take, don't think I'm making you feel bored, okay? But this is the fact. Everywhere, Shastram, in Bhagavatam you take, Shiva Puranam you take, every Puranam, everywhere, this is the meaning given. Bhagavan, you have to understand, no, how to understand Bhagavan. Shastram wants you to arrive at Bhagavan in terms of the nature of pure existence. To arrive at Bhagavan in terms of nature of pure existence, first you have to understand what is existence. It helps you to see, dragging your attention and to every object. This object exists, doesn't it? Yes. Exist means what? It enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by this object is what? Brahma. Isn't it? It's like saying, how do you say that? Now, light is there, the opaque object. If light is not there, the opaque object will not be there. Every time you experience light, opaque object, along with the opaque object, what cannot be, inevitably, what cannot be our mist is what? Experience of the light. That light experienced along with every opaque thing is what? The light which lends existence to the opaque thing. In the same way, the existence which lends that which lends existence to every object which is experienced in the world is awareness, consciousness only. So that is, it has, I'm now talking very fast because you are advanced, you know, if somebody comes sits in this class, they will go above the head. Know that. Now for you, it is very simple because you've been listening. It will go above the head otherwise. You're very boring. What is woman talking, they will think. Now you have been listening, it's easy. So here, Tatastha Lakshanam is used in this verse. Okay? So those attending my Bhagavatam class also must be remembering this verse. Sajjidananda. In one verse, Bhagavatam, use both Lakshanams. Sajjidananda Rupaya. Swarupa Lakshanam. Vishwotpatyadi Hetave. Tapatraya Vinashaya Shri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. There again, what happens? Visho Utpatyadi Hetave. Utpatti Stitihi. No? There again, Utpatyadi Hetave is Swarupa Tatastha Lakshanam. Satyam, isn't it? Sachidananda Rupa is Swarupa Lakshanam. Both Lakshanams are given in one verse. Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahma, Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahma. Got it now? See, listening, you see, now you can see, even if you do understand Shastram, you'll enjoy even Puranas. Both Lakshanams are given. One verse. Okay, so here, he gives this. Are you okay to listen? Continue? Yeah. మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వ్యోమి, మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వ్యోమి, జగద్గంధర్వ పత్తనం అతోహం న కథం బ్రహ్మ, న కథ బ్రహ్మ సర్వజ్ఞం సర్వకారణం. Now he says, Udeti, Mayi, let us make the word first. Mayi, Eva, Udeti. Mayi plus Eva, Mayeva, Yen Sandhi. Then Udeti, Guna Sandhi. Isn't it? Udeti means rises. Rises means comes into existence. Mayi eva udeti. In me alone, rises or comes into existence. Then, mayi eva jayate. That is the meaning. Mayi eva udeti. Udeti means jayate. Ut is a prefix. Eti. Udeti. Eti gacchati. Udeti rises. Understand? Mayi eva udeti. This universe originates, comes into existence in me only, from me only. In me means what? It doesn't come out anywhere else. In me alone, this universe comes into existence. In me means from me it comes into existence, it exists in me, it resolves in me. The universe does not, cannot go out anywhere. It has no existence at all outside of me. That is the meaning. Which means I am the cause of the universe. Mayevodeti. Mayevodeti. Okay. What comes into existence in me? Jagat. Universe. జగత్ మయి ఏవ ఉదేతి జగత్. జగత్ మత్తః బహిః న ఉదేతి, మత్తః బహిః న ఉదేతి మయ్యేవ ఉదేతి. ద యూనివర్స్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ మీ ఓన్లీ, ఫ్రమ్ మీ ఓన్లీ. అండర్స్టాండ్? అండ్ దిస్ జగత్ ఈస్ లైక్ వాట్? గంధర్వ పత్తనం. Gandharva Pattanam. Pattanam means city. Pattanam in Tamil we say Pattanam is a Pattanam. Okay. Gandharva Pattanam means city of celestials. City of Gandharvas. Okay. This Gandharva Pattanam, there's no such thing called Gandharva Pattanam. Okay. The celestial city is just imaginary city. Okay. Now you must go out and the clouds are not there. You suppose the in the where? Here, Vyomni, Vyoman space, sky, Vyomni Gandharva Pattanam, okay, Udeti. In this space, the city of Gandharvas, the city of celestial city, originates, comes into being. It's imaginary, okay? When the clouds to get together and form an appearance as though there's a city in the sky. If you look from here, it looks as though there's some city, some palace, palatial thing is there. Isn't it? Just it's appearance. Clouds in the sky can get together and form an appearance as though there is a city. And that imaginary city is which is really not there. You know, it appears. Okay? The appearance is what? Gandharva Pattanam. And where is this? Vyomni, in the sky. In the same way, that is not real, isn't it? Even though we are perceiving this Gandharva Pattanam, the celestial city, imaginary, isn't it? It seems to be there. It appears as though there's a city there. And people like Madhuri, they can draw painters. You know, if he sees, He may present it as a painting also. After it goes also, we can see such a patra. What I'm saying is only appearance. We do not take it as real. We are perceiving it, We are experiencing it. We are talking about it. Look how real it looks. But still, we know very well the Gandharva Pattanam, the celestial city, which is a mere appearance formed of some setup out of the clouds, is not at all real. Isn't it? In the same way, he says what? Aham. Aham means what? Chit consciousness. Mayi means in me the consciousness. Mayi chit vyomni. In the sky of consciousness. In me the sky of consciousness also. This so-called, this jagat which is experienced in the waking state, which seems to be very real, it is as good as the Gandharva Pattanam. Understand? The sky is really there, relatively really there. But Gandharva Pattanam, the city of Gandharva, which is experienced in the sky, which appears to be there, is not really there. It appears it is not really there. In the same way, the sky is like what? Here, Chidvyomni, in the sky of consciousness, there is this waking universe to experience also is as good as what now? This Gandharva Pattanam, which is just an appearance only. Is it clear? Which means Aham Satyam, Aham Chaitanya, Aham Chit Vyoma Satyam. I am the space of I, the consciousness space. Okay? I am real. But this waking universe which is like the appearance, the Gandharva city. It's an appearance of the Gandharva city is not real. Is it clear? Mayeva Udedi. Means here, Aham is present as a cause in the universe, isn't it? Really speaking. So I, the consciousness, am Satyam. This universe is not Satyam, Mithya. It's not real. It is as real as what? This the celestial city formed of the clouds. I'm be telling you, chit means consciousness. Chit is likened to the vyoma, isn't it? Chit vyomni, chit, because of the sandhi, you suggest to sandhi, chit becomes chit vyomni, mai eva chit vyomni, udeti, gandharva pattanam jagat. Jagat, which is like the Gandharva Pattanam. So here, let us understand one thing. And for this jagat to come into being, what do I need? When you say now, we already shifted the eye-sense from anatma, body, mind-sense complex, and we placed the eye-sense in pure awareness, isn't it? The pure awareness is pure existence. And this reality, consciousness, existence, the abstract reality is endowed with the power, isn't it? So I, consciousness, existence, am endowed with twofold powers. One primordial power, one relative power. As an individual, as consciousness, existence, obtaining an individual body, mind, sense complex, with individual upadhi, I'm endowed with the power called Nidra, Nidra Shakti. As Brahma, I understand, as this ID consciousness existence, I am associated with the Samashti, macrocosm, I'm endowed with the power of Maya. So, with this power of Maya as Ishvara, understand now, I'm Ishvara. Essentially, I'm Ishvara. With this Maya Shakti, he says what? In me, with the help of this Maya Shakti, this entirety of the gross universe experienced in the waking state is brought into manifestation. Because of the Maya, with the Maya Shakti. And with Nidra Shakti, also is what? This power of sleep, I project the dream universe in my mind. Understand now? There's a Swapna Prapanchaha is created in the mind. Swapna Prapanchaha is created in the mind. For which we need which power? This power of sleep. You have to fall asleep, it is possible to project the dream. Keeping awake, you can't dream. Okay? If you're keeping awake, if you're dreaming, there's a different problem, but that's not real. Just Swapna Prapancha. And in with Maya Shakti, what? The Jagrat Prapancha is created. For manifesting the Jagrat Prapancha, the power needed is what? Maya. For Swapna Prapancha Srishti, power needed is Nidra. Understand? But now I'll tell you. Objectively real. Though Swapna Prapancha also is not unreal. It is objectively real. Isn't it? So Pratibhasikam Satyam Swapna Prapancha. Now Vyavaharikam Satyam Jagrat Prapancha. But both are Mithya. Whether it is a Jagrat Prapancha, the universe experienced in the waking state, the world experienced in the dream state, both worlds are equally Mithya. They have no independent existence. And where do they shine? Where does this Swapna Prapancha come into existence? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? In me only. Exactly like that, Jagrat Prapancha also comes into existence in me, exists in me, resolves in me. In me, to say in me, you must have dragged the essence, manatma, body, mind, sense complex to abstract, formless reality, consciousness. What did? In me, it comes into, comes in me, it exists, in me, it resolves. Mayeva udeti, mayeva tishtati, mayeva layam gacchati. It resolves in me only. Both objectively real universe, the waking universe, subjectively real dream universe, comes in and goes. Both are relative, both are equally mithya. Understand? For you to know the dream world is not real, what you should do? When you are in dream, the dream world is real, dream individuality is real, dream experiences are real, dream objects are real. Unless and until you wake up from sleep, you cannot say the dream is not real. For the dreamer, dream world is real. From the standpoint of a waker, dream world is not real. Isn't it true? In the same way, as long as you are ignorant, you have this half ignorance and half, okay, half ignorant and half awake, you are also still, is this world also is like a dream only. Even if the half knowledge becomes complete knowledge, the wake of the total knowledge of yourself being Brahma, from the standpoint of when you discover what you are, and the heart is complete, you are totally awake. So being awake means being endowed with the total knowledge is being awake. You wake up from sleep of ignorance. From the standpoint of the knowledge, you can see even this waking universe being mithya will be clear, but you must wake up. If you are asleep in dream, when you are versus in dream, the dream will not be unreal for you. The dream is real for you. The demon. Only from the standpoint of a waker, dream can be negated as mithya. In the same way, when you wake up from a sleep of ignorance, you can understand this Jagrat Prapancha, this waking universe, experience the waking state also is not real. Understand? Which means this Jagat is as flimsy, as mithya, as non-real, as this city of celestial city formed of clouds. It's just the appearance in the sky. Okay? And this Jagrat Prapancha and Swapna Prapancha also are like that. and which rise in me, which is not real, which rise in where? In the sky of consciousness. In me, the sky of consciousness rises, this waking and dream universes, which are as good as the Gandharva path. Mayi eva udeti chid vyomni jagat gandharva patthanam. And mayi eva tishtati mayi eva layam eti. Aham jagat karanam. Understand now? Aham jagat karanam. As the cause versus the effect, he is speaking. The universe has no independent existence at all outside of me, the consciousness existence. I, the consciousness, am the existence of this universe. I'm of the edge of fullness, okay? Limitlessness. Therefore, this universe is mithya. For what am I now? I am the existence enjoyed by this mithya prapancha. For I am minus any universe, I am of the nature of existence. And with pure existence, I am consciousness. I am consciousness existence. I am ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. Therefore, aham brahma eva. Okay? Yes, that is. Now, what is ataha? Aham. Katham aham na brahma. Therefore, how is it possible to say I am not brahma? I am brahman only. This is also Akshayaparthe Prashna. It's not real question, isn't it? Akshayaparthe means the question presented as an objection for negation, implying negation. Aham, katam aham na brahma. How is it possible to say that I am not brahman? I am brahman only. Understand? Which brahma? Sarvakaranam sarvajnam brahma. Katam aham na sarvakaranam sarvajnam brahma. How is it possible to say I am not that omniscient, sarvajnam, omniscient, omnipotent, okay, brahma? Sarvakaranam means what? I am, isn't it? Sarvakaranam. Absolute cause. How am I the omniscient? Absolute cause. Brahma. How am I not? It's not the question. I am the omniscient, all absolute cause, Brahma. I say, I am the cause means what? Yes, let's start with the cause. Cause means the universe has no existence outside of me. This gave from the standpoint of the universe and cause I am. Okay? At least me, I alone am here in the home of the universe. Got it? I'm going to stop for some time, okay? We need a break, you know. Mayevodetichidyomni jagat gandharva patanam atoham nakatham brahma sarvajnam sarvakaranam. Ahameva sarvakaranam sarvajnam brahma ahameva. See, two-thirds of text, okay? It's okay. That's good, isn't it? We are all old. This time, like this camp I told, this was I told. I don't know whether I'll be able to do next year's camp, but I don't know what's going to happen. So I just said, let us not think next year, we don't know what it is. Time is very precious. We must learn. Maybe children like Kristen, Dasachin, Sartaka, of course, all of you may be there. My mom also may be there, I don't know. But what I'm saying, better we time is very precious for us. I tell you, Time is very, very precious for us. We can't afford to waste anymore. We have to dwell upon our Swarupam. Otherwise, we are fooling ourselves. Satyam, isn't it? Okay, see, let me ask you. You can ask me some questions also. Any questions? Any doubts? See, I have my own way of unfolding it, okay? And this is unfoldment is purely what I heard from Swami Jyoti. Definitely. That will come. No, here we only establish, of course, see, the teaching is all open, teaching is same. Same teaching, nothing is different. But here, it repeated, the author is going to tell us. See, he tells each and every one, in terms of timelessness, I am Brahma. And once Brahman is timeless, I am timeless, so I am Brahma. In terms of the nature of consciousness, I am Brahma, existence, that he is going to establish one by one. Now he says, Brahman is looked upon as Jagat Karanam, and from the Brahman with Maya Shakti brings his Jagat Prapancha, and I am as an individual, I say, in me, in fact, if I am Brahma as me, in me alone, this universe comes into existence. The Chidvyoma, he says, I am consciousness, in me the consciousness, the space of consciousness, universe comes into existence. So he just, it's a different way of making us see the same teaching. That is why Vedanta, these classes are only Nididhyasana only. Just the Nididhyasana. That's why people come for us, Vedanta says, you must be meditative all the time. Shivaji Swami used to say this. Are you meditating? When am I? I'm always in meditation. In spite of being in, I'm always in meditation. Don't you say, can't you say this? If you understand this teaching, if you pay attention, see, understanding is different. You must pay attention to what is being understood in the class. If you're really understanding the class, after the class then also, if you're building upon what you're understanding in the class, it is a scene, isn't it? Which fraction of a second can you miss Bhagavan? The problem is, people have made something spiritual mean something very difficult thing, isn't it? It is like understanding physics and mathematics only. One thing is, you need more attention. Initially, it is very difficult. You have to get used to this listening unfoldment repeatedly, repeatedly. Then you're always in meditation. We don't sit and meditate. We're always in meditation. So in keeping with meditative life, your behavior also becomes. Behavior also should change. Of course it changes. And some pratibandhas will be there, the mental problems, isn't it? Unresolved issues in the mind will come and disturb sometimes. Otherwise, the teaching definitely is always there. That is why this chanting, parayanam and pujas and temples, we need to have for some time. For what? To neutralize the mental issues we have. Our own unresolved subconscious things becomes obstacles. Understanding happens one side. The understanding should be there always, isn't it? What prevents you from not being with the understanding is subconscious. That is what we have to take care of, isn't it? Then you don't blame the world, isn't it? Jagadeka Nandanavan, everything is fine, perfect. All that I need is I need to correct myself.